The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The IPCA, the Irish Plant Contractors Association, is a trade association for plant owners, hirers and contractors. They've offered an alternative to the government's concrete levy, which, as you know, has already been changed from 10% to 5% and deferred until September of next year. Anyway, to talk about their suggestion is IPCA's CEO, Brian Coogan. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and thanks for having us on the show.
Now, you say that the concrete levy, as it's been redesigned by the government, will only raise $32 million annually, but your idea could raise as much as $260 million annually. Explain.
Thanks for that, Pat. Firstly, what we would say is that we have the unique habit in this country of when something goes wrong, is passing it straight on to the taxpayer and letting them pay the bill. There is another way, and it's through the process of sustainability and recycling. There is a process we use in this country, Pat, for construction. When we move on to a site, we strip the site and we send most of that material to landfills and we move it off to the site. So that means thousands of truck journeys, which are unnecessary.
Sure.
Then what you do then is you bring in brand new aggregate, which, like most of the aggregate now, is actually coming from outside Dublin. So that means really long journeys into Dublin, greater Dublin area. And there's a huge cost to that in terms of environmental impacts and so on and so forth. So what we're calling for is a situation that's similar in the UK and all of Europe, where there's an aggregate tax placed on the producer. And, you know, when you look at the whole MICA redress scheme, the concerns about pyrite. Like, these problems began in the actual quarry. And, you know, you could argue all day is in terms of quality, who's responsible for ensuring that the product coming out of the quarry is top class and it's suitable for use. So,
okay, but you're saying tax it at source, tax the quarries.
Tax it at source, Pat, yeah.
That's the first element. Now, the second element is taxing stuff that is, second-hand brownfield aggregate that's going into landfill.
Correct. So, you know, like, that would be called a landfill tax. And, that, you know, last year we sent over 9 million tonnes of material from brownfield sites to landfills, and there's no tax on that. So what we're calling for, like, all that material, Pat, on brownfield sites or greenfield sites, like, you can reuse that, recycle that material where you don't move it off-site at all, and you use that through a process of soil stabilization. So you have unique specialist equipment where you can treat the ground and you don't bring in trucks at all to take the material away from the site at all.
Yeah. And now, how would that compare, you know, if you were to do it on-site and to reuse the aggregate from the brownfield site? What would it cost to do that if you've got specialist machinery and so on? Would it not be cheaper to pay the €5 a tonne into landfill as a tax than do it on-site?
No, it wouldn't actually, Pat, because what it would do is actually reduce the cost of construction. Like, a huge amount of costs are taken up by bringing trucks into a site and to fill those trucks and for those trucks to move off site. And when you're pricing a job, you price those truck journeys into the job. If you do away with all those trucks, the price of the project, the price of the job comes down significantly. And what we're saying is that with those cost savings, you can pass that on to the person or to the couple that wants to buy a home. Mm.
Now, in terms of the fresh aggregate, and you're still going to need a fresh aggregate, that would be taxed at source. And you reckon that would raise $160 million?
Yeah, well, if you look at, like, last year, for example, we used 86 million tonnes of aggregate, virgin aggregate. And what we're proposing is that you insert a €2 per tonne aggregate tax on top of that. And essentially, look, ultimately, what's our goal here, Pat? Ultimately, our goal here is that we move down the road to sustainability. We work with the materials that we have on site. We use less aggregate. Mm-hmm. And we use the process of recycling, reuse, and basically it makes construction far more sustainable.
Yeah, but, if I buy aggregate for my housing project, for example, and I'm paying effectively €2 in tax, which is generating $160 million per year, I mean, someone's going to pick up the tab. The contractor is not going to absorb that. It's going to be passed on in the form of a higher cost to the project. I mean, this is not a perpetual motion machine. You get nothing for nothing. So if the government gets 160 million, someone is paying for it, and that's normally the punter.
Not necessarily. So, you know, what we're saying is that in terms of the aggregate taxes, you put it back to source. So the fee is paid by those who produce, and those who produce the most pay the most.
Yeah, but they charge their customers more, who and then, you know, build in that increased cost into the cost of their project.
I agree, but that's only part of the solution, part of what we're proposing. What we're proposing, Pat, is that when we move on to a site, we look at ways and means that we can reuse the material on site.
Yeah. Now, I think that's a great idea. But therefore, if you reuse the material on site, then it doesn't go into landfill and there's no income from the landfill tax. So that means the other component, the other 100 million that you have put into your sums, doesn't exist.
Well, look, there's always going to be need for virgin aggregate, irrespective of what we do. Well, like, what we're calling for is a more sustainable approach to construction and how we do things.
Yeah, I think that's worth doing anyway, irrespective of the other elements you've been talking about. What does any minister you've managed to collar have to say about your proposal as an alternative to their proposal, which, as I've said, they've diluted dramatically anyway?
Yeah, well, look, again, like, we would say that it's not right to pass the costs on to the people that are trying to buy a home. We've proposed to the Minister of Finance, and they say that the Department of Finance are willing to consider it. We met with Minister Ocean Smith there recently, and we submitted our plans to him, which he thinks are impressive. Look, we need to move to a stage, Pat, you know, where we're using less of new materials, and we're reusing more material that's already on site.
Well, let us hope that, a Green Minister would have open ears to this, I would imagine. We have to leave it there, Brian. Thank you very much for joining us. Brian Coogan, CEO of the Irish Plant Contractors Association.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.